Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. I wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London school explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it's real ghost stories from real people. Your calls of your paranormal experiences. The phone number, 855-853-4802.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And of course, if you want to support the program, please become an EPP, an extra podcast person. You sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories, whatever platform it is you prefer to use. Either way, $5 a month gives you access to all of our EPP bonus episodes, our archive of episodes, our advanced episodes, all commercial free. You get them all before everybody else, and you help to keep us on the air. You can even get 1 month free if you sign up for the annual membership on either platform now. Both places now offer annual memberships, both patreon.com/realghoststories and ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
Good. How are you?
Good. I thought it was funny. I've been posting a lot of creepy photos just from around here. Mm-hmm. And I know we are by no means the foggiest place in the world right now with the wildfires and everything that are going on.
That's not fog. That's smoke.
I know. Smoke. I know. But we are by far the smokiest, or the, what would the word I'm looking for be?
Creepiest,
low visibility. But it's kind of that season in this area of the country and the Ozarks where fall comes up, and you have a lot of fog in the morning. And it's always just kind of neat and kind of creepy. And then it lifts. But if you get out there early enough, it's great for taking pictures. So I took some the other day of just kind of around the farm here. And I love playing with Photoshop on my phone and a bunch of different other editing programs just to add a lot of effects and ambiance to photos. And I did one, and it's kind of funny to me what folks will pick out. And if you follow me on Instagram at Tony Bruschi, thank you. But I'm going to say not all of the photos that I post are going to have some sort of an entity or something in it.
No.
I saw someone that had actually, they took one of my photos and they circled areas that they thought they were seeing faces, and good for them for like really trying to identify deep down. But all it was a filter that I put over it, and it wasn't supposed to have faces in it or anything. It really doesn't. It was just kind of like ragged paper.
Yeah.
Is all it was. But I saw what they were pointing at. I'm like, if that was part of the original photo, you might have something there. but it wasn't. But some cool stuff on there anyway. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller. Hi, you're on the air. Let's try it again. Hi, you're on the air. There we go.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. So I am listening to your episode of Richard in Chattanooga, and he was talking about Egyptian symbols, and it seems to be like there's some confusion on a couple of religious symbols. I remember hearing one lady thought that he totally made it up, blah, blah, blah. Well, lucky for you, I have no life and it's COVID, so I'm listening to all of your old episodes and I'm Egyptian. So yay, you guys get some history. Anyway, so just a heads up, my husband who's Filipino is going to come out of the bathroom and be like, who are you talking to? Not an EVP. So anyway, so he was talking about a symbolism tattooed on his leg. Now, there are two different eyes that are often associated with New Ageism, Wicca, paganism. However, they identify in certain Satanism branches now, similar to Christianity. There is similar to different Satanist fractions. Now, I happen to know a Satanist, and he's vegan. Go figure. But he's from California, so it kind of makes sense. Anyway, so I asked him about it. Just wanted to make sure that I was right. Now, I believe that he had what's called the Yudish. Now, what the Yudish is the Eye of Horus. Now, here's the difference between the Eye of Horus and the Eye of Ra. Just a disclaimer, my father would be so happy that I learned something in Egyptian school. So, the Eye of Horus is for protection, okay? Now, that would make sense if the mother is conjuring things, because you would typically use this symbol to protect you and others in many spells and New Ageism, pagan, Wiccan, and also in the Black Book. The writer Constantine often speaks of these symbols when you're opening the gates, and it could be several different gates, the gates of the dead, gates of the underworld. Anyway, so you can actually use these symbols as protections for you while you open the gate. Now, if she did, which is what I'm thinking, because he said Black Book, and I went, aha, that sounds like something that was written by Constantinos, who is a writer and a very well-known author in the dark arts. So, if it is the Eye of Horus, it is a protection, has nothing to worry about. However, that does mean that she probably conjured something, probably in a group that maybe she didn't really know how to deal with. Completely understanding. Now, if it is the Eye of Ra, okay, the Eye of Ra. Now, these look very similar, and a lot of people who are not Egyptian get this mixed up. Paganisms, Wiccanisms included. If I offended anybody, I'm sorry. But the Eye of Ra is a dual symbol. The Eye of Ra is a symbol of femininity, and it's also the symbol of war. Excuse me, almost didn't go into English there. It is a symbol of war. So when you are fixing to go into battle, you call on Ra and you call on Set, okay? And you let Anubis know that you're sending people down. That's pretty much how it goes. I don't know, you guys are Christian, so the Prince of Egypt, the Disney's Prince of Egypt, when the guy's singing, you're playing with the big boys now, and he's like, Ra, Hara, it's calling all these gods. Okay, that is a similar war cry. Now, this is just gibberish because it's Disney, but they're not far off base. This is what they do. Now, if they're calling on the Eye of Ra, they are calling for war, okay? Hence, the you're playing with the big boys now. Now, Horus is protection. So unless I see the tattoo, I can't really see. But however, I'm going to go with what I know. I live here in America now. I'm going to go with what I know and what I was taught. And my mother is Spanish. My father is Egyptian. I am very Jewish. I went to Hebrew school and I was also taught about the Egyptian culture. My father insisted. I want to say that I know more than most, especially when it comes to my culture, to the point where I even have helped professors explain the difference in the variations of our culture. So people are going to be wondering, well, what part of Egypt is your family from? My family is from Luxor, Egypt, also known as the City of the Dead. My family's lineage was considered to be keepers of the dead or damned, which means we often dealt with afterlife preparations. So there's a little fun little antidote, and I have the tattoos on my body that symbolizes that. Something that I had chose, not something cultural. So anyway, so I hope that answers your question. I am very disappointed that people have chased Richard off. I do believe him. I do believe what he's talking about makes sense to me. I'm one of those people, yes, I am Jewish, but my faith actually encourages knowledge, of different faiths. And so I did read about different faiths. I did read about different practices. And I did explore the taboo, which is the dark occult. It's very important, and it's very much alive and well in a lot of our culture still. So if you play this, great. If not, fine. But please reach out to Richard. Tell him that, you know, there are people who do believe him. If you want to email me, that's fine. Or you can even give me a call back. I'll be more than happy to send you any information that I may know. I feel really bad for this guy because it sounds like it's a generational problem, not necessarily something that he is having to, you know, that it's his fault. I don't think it is. And the fact that it was amplifying during the children being mature, like puberty, he said the girls were going through puberty at the time. That says a lot of things. That says that there's definitely an attachment to the family. And oftentimes when that happens, more often than not, it's generational. So anyway, I won't take any of your time up. I was just cleaning and I was listening, and a lot of people didn't know what they were talking about for sure. And then I was like, hey, look at this. Hebrew and Egyptian school has paid off. So finally, my dad's money went to something of good use. Anyway, love you guys. Be safe. Have a good night.
I like that.
I do too. I think that was really, really good. And I'm so glad she called in and filled us in. And, you know, I completely agree that, you know, it's hard when you are raised with one religion to understand another as far as, you know, just looking at it from that perspective. And I really have a respect for her for taking the time to study the different religions and to be so educated on that. But, you know, we've tried for so many years to try and contact Richard, just if anything, almost a wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't had any luck. And so there's no way that we can get a picture of the tattoo unless he sent you one a long time ago.
I don't believe he did.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
But sorry, excuse me. I think what she said was really important, and I really appreciated that call.
Yeah, I think it's awesome when someone has insight into something that, you know, others don't, that they can provide it. You know, because otherwise it's just rabbit. It could mean this, it could mean that. Well, what are we basing this on if we don't really have the knowledge? I mean, that's where you have someone with the knowledge that can give you the insight.
And we do that.
Yeah.
You know, we just give our best guess. But if people, you know, just like her that call in, because we have this huge network of people.
Yeah.
That can give us information on things we have no idea about, and that way we all learn.
Yeah. So thank you so much for taking the time to give us your insight on that. That is greatly appreciated. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost story with us. Let's go to this caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, my name is Courtney. I'm calling from Kentucky. I have called in a few times over the years. Usually my stories are not really drawn out stories with a lot of detail. it seems like just every now and then I have just quick experiences, and this is one that I thought you may be interested in hearing. A few days ago, I, along with my dog, Millie, were on our way to visit my parents, and we live in a rural area here in Kentucky, so we were driving down just a two-lane road, and going pretty slow in a residential area, a few houses on that road, and I noticed a lady on the side of the road walking, and at first glimpse, it wasn't that abnormal, but there was just something different, I guess, about her, and having visions or experiences before, it just hit me all within a matter of just seconds, you know, that there's something different. I was coming up behind her, so I was looking at her back, and she was walking, carrying a metal bucket. But at next glance, all within a matter of seconds trying to process this, she had on a sundress about to her knees, about knee length, and she had no legs. Her body was moving, you know, her hips were moving in the way that a person would normally walk, but there were absolutely no legs there. You know, I finally drove past her in my car, and I could tell my dog had her head out the window, and she saw her as well and started wagging her tail and kind of perked up. So I knew that she was actually there. My dog recognized that she was there. And just in a matter of seconds, looked in my rearview mirror, and she was still there. So, it was just a crazy experience. But later, you know, after talking to my parents about this and telling what I saw and thinking back on it, she definitely looked like she was from a different time. Not that far back, maybe 60s or so from the sundress that she was wearing and carrying a metal bucket. And I learned that just a little piece from where I saw her, there was a general store. And back in the day, from what I'm told, you know, local farmers or whoever would, you know, bring their fresh eggs or other things to the general store to sell them there. And maybe she was carrying a bucket of fresh eggs. I don't know. Just trying to put the story together. But it was definitely an experience. And that seems like the way all of my experiences go. They're just very quick. Not a lot of time to process, but definitely an experience. Thank you for what you do. Love the podcast. I've listened from day one, and love the addition of Harper on the weekends. It's wonderful, and she is definitely wise beyond her years. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
I think Harper's going to take my job. Everybody keeps talking about Harper, and I love Harper, obviously, but yeah, she's a card.
Yeah, just slightly. Yeah. I think your job's pretty secure. I think Harp just adds to the rotation of people that come on the show.
Yeah. But,
what are your thoughts on her story?
I think she probably was exactly right. It was probably somebody coming back from where the general store was. I mean, it sounded like somebody from, you know, the 50s or 60s, back when, you know, they still carried things to the farm, or from the farm to the store to sell. You know, I mean, they still do that kind of stuff around here. They just don't usually walk down the road.
Sure, sure. Do you think it was something that was residual that was doing it?
Probably. And yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if she went down that path again, if she didn't see it again.
That it's just there. And it's, hey, it's just kind of, oops, stop. It's going about its thing.
Hey, it's Caitlin.
Not an EVP. Getting the next call ready. And I pressed the wrong button. But no, that's interesting to think about that.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder somewhat about, you know, today we things that we do and, you know, places that we go. Will there be someday a lot of activity on the site of a former Dave and Buster's with all the electronics and everything there? Like someday when it's, I don't know what, you know, maybe it's just a field someday. Maybe, you know, it ends up, you know, well, the mall's gone now and somebody decided to put a farm there in 100 years, whatever. Who knows how things evolve. And then somebody on the field going, I keep hearing what sounds like skee ball. And it's just these kind of crazy things.
Could be.
You know?
Could be. I don't know.
Because, I mean, it will be old then. I mean, skee-ball's barely kind of old now, but, you know. Yeah,
skee-ball's been around for a long time.
Coin drop, I don't know, something. You know, Angry Birds. They're going to hear the Angry Birds sound. It's like, what is that sound? It sounds like the Angry Birds that Grandma and Grandpa played. Something like that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Hi.
Hey, it's Caitlin. Calling again about the Kentucky story. So I wanted to tell you my story about this time we were in Somerset, Kentucky. So I consider myself to be a psychic medium. And at the time, I was friends with these three girls. I still am with one of them. But we were going to see the movie It. And it was in a drive-in theater in Somerset. And clowns don't scare me whatsoever. Like, I am really not freaked out by clowns and things like that. So I really wasn't in the mindset of, oh my gosh, I'm nervous to go watch this movie or anything. So my head wasn't like freaking out by it. But I was driving down the road and my friend Jim was in the passenger seat. And I noticed that she was going to take a picture of all of us in the car. So I prep myself with the camera, which not really because I was talking. And she gets the photo, and she's like, oh, my gosh, pull over. And we were like, oh, no, because we were all a part of this, like, ghost hunting crew. Like, we were friends with demonologists and other people like us. And, of course, I've seen the beloved dead people, as I like to call them. And, you know, I was like, oh, no, it's that time. It's happening. I just want to go see a movie. But guess what? That's not going to happen tonight, which it did, but still. So we were pulled over and we were looking at the photo, and behind Jennifer's head, you can see this little boy, and it is the creepiest thing ever. If you all want me to send you the photo, I totally can. And also in the back seat, there was a rear view mirror that obviously does not exist. And you can see cars in the rear view mirror that doesn't exist. So that had us freaked out, and so we decided to talk to the dad during spirit while we were on the side of the road, because that's normal. And so I was asking it, like, how old are you? Where'd you die? Blah, 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 blah. Trying to get, like, a basis, because usually when I'm dealing with spirits, I like to cross them over or any some sort of way I can help to get them out of this realm and into the next, because I'm just like, you don't have to be here. It's not even worth it. You had your time. Go have some peace or whatever. So, we were talking to it, and it said it had died on the bridge that we had crossed, that it died in a wreck in, like, the 1920s or something like that, in the bridge that we had crossed. And it's a pretty cool bridge in Somerset. And so we kept asking it its name, and it gave us, like, the first letter of the name and, like, the last letter. So we tried to look up obituaries and stuff like that. But we went to the movie, And I consider myself a pretty good driver. I don't think I'm like the worst driver in the whole wide world. And so we went to the movie, and I had never, ever missed that drive-in. I have always been like on point with the drive-in because we went so much. And then all of a sudden, I was about to miss it and swerve in there. I mean, it was the scariest thing ever. Like, I'm swerving into the drive-in. It's like I couldn't control the wheel, and like my car started skidding and crap, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I never do crap like that. That just boggled me. So when I was going into the drive-in, we were sitting there waiting for the movie to start, and I'm like, I don't think that I was in control of the car. I feel like it was that little boy, because he talked about how he had died in a wreck. And I was like, that's weird. I'm going to talk to him again. So we're all sitting there, and I'm talking to him again. And I was like, hey, were you the reason that my car did that crazy crap? And it said yes. Well, I started to get a little concerned with it, but I was like, maybe he was showing me how he had gotten the car accident. Dumb me was still trying to figure out how to do this whole medium thing. Like, I had seen a lot of things, but I never really practicing, like, crossing over, stuff like that. So I, yeah, it's a whole ordeal. But I was just didn't take the red flags whatsoever. And so I continued to talk to the spirit and stuff like that, get to know it. Well, one day I decided to talk to it on my own. I went home, I talked to it. And I was alone, and all my other three friends were at their own houses. And I was like, okay, if you want me to help you and find the person that you want to talk to or get the message to before you cross over, I need a name, because I can't run off of nothing. I have to have a name in order to find family that's related in order to talk to them. Well, this little boy, and I can tell you exactly what he looked like. He had blonde hair. He was pretty palish. Wore these little overalls. He had blue eyes, and he was about like up to my hip height. And I kept asking his name, and he kept giving me different names every time. So he'd give me one first name, and then he'd give me a different one the next time, and then a different one, and same with the last name. And that's when it started to freak me out, because I was like, hey, if you're wanting help, you're not going to sit here and not give me the right name. So that kind of sketched me out. And then I got this really weird feeling. Like, this is the point where I'm sitting in my room, and I can see him, and I'm talking to him. And then I kind of just look at him, and I go, you're not a little boy. And then, like, the smile he had on his face started to go down. And I was like, you're not a little boy. And I kept repeating that over and over again. And his face literally went from this happy little boy to like such a pissed off face. I mean, it looked like he wanted to hurt me mad. And I was like, you're not a little boy. And the last time I said it, it's like his little boy persona melted off of him. It was this little, like, it wasn't even really tall. It was like a mid-sized, like, deep hold eyes. It's like you took your fingers and like rubbed it into some clay, and like it looked like his eye sockets were melted almost, and like there was these sharp little almost like shark teeth, and there's multiple rows of them, and he was like a navy blue grayish color, and he wasn't even a little boy. That thing was an entity. I mean, it was just so scary. And I remember freaking out, and so I was like, oh, no, I don't think so. At least you're not staying in my room, which my mom, my grandmother that I stayed at the time does not know I do any of this stuff. So I had a little thing of sage, and I saged my room, and then I put a line of salt in my doorway, and I put a line of salt down the hall so it couldn't get to her. So it was trapped in what is our living room / kitchen area, and my grandmother always leaves her phone to charge in the kitchen. She never takes it to bed with her. She leaves it in the kitchen to charge. Well, I put it out there, and I was like, I don't think so. All night long, I see shadows. I was FaceTiming my now husband because I was like, I'm scared to death. This little boy is not a little boy. I keep seeing stuff. I'm not going to sleep without you on FaceTime. I'm going to leave the lights on tonight. I just can't do it. Well, I'm laying there, and I know that little boy's out there, and he wants me to go out there because he wanted me. Well, he knew I wasn't going to go out there, so what does he do? So my grandmother's phone, this old lady that don't really have that many friends, and it's 3 a.m, her phone starts going ding, 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 over and over again, like notification after notification. Sometimes it would triple up, and to me, that's a sign of like a mock of a trinity. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What in the world? And I just kept hearing notification after notification after notification. And I started freaking out. I'm like, Stephen, her phone's going off, which is my now husband. Her phone's going off. I keep hearing it. Oh my gosh, it's going crazy. And he's like, oh, she's just getting text messages. I'm like, Stephen, she is not getting text messages. She is an old lady, and I think she has, like, 3 friends. And not to, like, diss my grandma or anything, but it's true. Like, she ain't getting no text messages at 3 a.m. And when that thing kept going off and off and off, I was freaking out. So I was like, okay, you stay on FaceTime, and I'll go to sleep. So I go to sleep, finally, at Lord knows what time, because I was just fretted up. I was so freaked out. And then I wake up the next morning and I asked my grandmother, I said, so who was messaging you all last night? Like, you kept getting notifications all night long. And she's like, what messages? What notifications? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I didn't have anything on my phone last night. I got one call from your uncle, but that's it. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I was freaking out. I was like, okay, now I definitely know. It was trying to wake up my grandmother because Lord knows if my grandmother would have went in there, I would have went in there too because there's no way I would have left her alone with that thing. So that's what it was trying to do, or by using her. Personally, she did not wake up. But she did get up the next morning. And then when she left the house one day, I cleansed it because I was like, I can't afford for this thing to stay in here. And after that, it had left. But that is my freaky, freaky story of the time where the little boy I was dealing with was not a little boy. And I definitely learned from that experience. I learned to see through personas that spirits like to put on. And that took a lot of training with being a medium. It takes a lot of work. Like, I've had people help me through different things in order to be able to do my work better. And that was just one of the scariest, like, young medium side of me experiences that I had. And I thought you would all enjoy it since you're coming up to Kentucky. And if you run across that little boy, please start running. Early warning. But, yeah, I'll definitely be calling in more Kentucky stories to fill up your phone, because I'm sure you would like it. And I really hope you select this story, and thank you so, 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 so much.
What a creepy experience.
I almost wonder if maybe the, you know, I'm going to go with demon. Maybe he picked the persona of a little boy that he had actually caused an accident,
mm-hmm.
and actually died on the bridge, because it seemed like driving and this demon, that was a thing. Trying to get people to crash,
like it's doing the imposter thing to make you feel like you're safe, and mm-hmm. it's just this innocent child, and then boom,
yeah,
it kind of attaches and does its thing,
right?
Just the idea of constant notifications, no matter who they're from, all night long is disturbing.
Right, that's true.
I put my phone is on mute all night, but I do have it like for emergency. Like, there's a way you can like star certain people, like. You know, so that their notifications can come through if need be, uh-huh. but that's it. Everything else gets muted. But no, that would just, I mean, that it's a tormenting thing to deal with and try and figure that out, especially when you think you're doing something good at first, where it's like, oh, I'm helping this child. And mm-hmm. turns out it's anything but. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Our phone number is 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Jenny and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.